and ex-bat Aussie Peter Murphy. And for the points, they're three drivers tied on points after their two heats, Wood, Sammy Swindell and Ricky Logan. And the top six in points each drew a marble, and that's why we've got Ryan O'Connor off the pole. He was actually the fourth qualifier, and he will start off the inside of the front row alongside Peter Murphy, who wants to atone for his issues here from the International Sprint Car Classic just a couple of weeks ago.
The Dolphins racing team will be happy with where they're starting. Of course, they start on grid two and grid four, and Skinny Colson up there as well. So they'll be very happy with that. Of course, Tommy Thompson as well. Had a bit of a mixed start with the campaign, but that black 21, that certainly is a good-looking machine.
I don't know how many race cars Carlton's got left in California, because they've bought five race cars down to New Zealand. There's another two cars sitting in the shop at Dalton's. We're going to go green, folks. Waiting for the start. 30 laps, about to erupt the Western Springs Speedway. They'll go around one more time. Ryan O'Connor, Pete Murphy up the front row. Rodney Wood, Skinny Colson from row two. Slamming Sammy Swindell off row three alongside the Little Rock Rocket, Ricky Logan and the Lucas Oils team. Fourth row start for two former National New Zealand Sprint Car Champions, Carl Wilson and Jamie McDonald. Go back to the current South Island Sprint Car Champion, Jamie Duff in the Powerball Tools J&J. Greg Pickrell with a solid start. He's got Bob Curtis calling for him out of the US, helping him with him. He's off the outside of the fifth row. Yes, here we go, folks. Lights are up, 30 laps. We are going racing for the Port of Hire Hydrant 30 lap Sprint Car Series opener.
Beautiful start. O'Connor low out. What a base. Wood and Colson once upside down.
Wood and Colson, the two Baymark teammates.
Up and over.
Now, notes that Jeremy Halpin's got around in the 96 Port of Hire Hydrant entry. Bob Corskadden pulls to the infield in the 37. He's got the left side Nerfard dragging down on the ground in the Alderson Bulk Haulage XXX chassis, but that was a big hit for Rodney Wood. We're going to have a look at the replay on the big screen. Check out the screen, folks, for the Koken replay. Third row. I don't know if Colson went around first and Wood had nowhere to go, but they were certainly together before they made contact with the wall. Wood up and on his side, destroying the top wing of the Fowler Hose 1NZ. And Skinny Colson, his horror luck here at Western Springs Speedway continues in the Dolphins number 66 Maxim.
They were creeping around on that start. In fact, they got halfway round. It was still O'Connor and Murphy wheel to wheel in the middle of Pine Tree Bend 2 and 1 and 2. And Rodney Wood, well, that's two unfortunate starts and two features here. He's been up close in both of them. So the current national champion, he'll be disappointed with that.
Well, that's going to help Sammy Swindell. He's now in the third restart position now. Will it be an original grids rerun? I would suggest so. They'd only got to the first corner before that happened off the second row with Rodney Wood and Skinny Colson. I wouldn't expect either of those two race cars to continue. So there'll be a couple of gaps.
We've lost the complete second row.
So just completing the cleanup with the Koken safety crew here at Western Springs. Rodney Wood's car rolls off on all four wheels. But there's not too much left of the top wing of the Ex-Lasovski Mopar-powered Eagle. And like Skinny Colson, typically Rodney hasn't had an awful lot of luck here at Western Springs Speedway, which is a tough place in a midget car, but all that tougher in a sprint car.
You'd have to say, Jamie, that going on his form at Bay Park and his heat form, he would be one of the form drivers heading into our national championship in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking to defend his title at Bay Park Speedway. Barry Brown's down there on the infield. Let's see if we can maybe grab a quick word with Hot Rod down there. Brownie, I don't know if you want to talk.
No, we're going to have a problem anyway. Rodney, come over here for a wander. I can't come any closer to the speakers than that, so he's a good bloke. He'll come and have a talk. I've got his gloves anyway, so you might need those, although not tonight. So you just don't have a lot of luck around here, Rodney.
Oh, occasionally we do. We got third here at the GP, but yeah, last couple, been unlucky. I don't know what happened there. I think we just got hooked wheels. And I know I couldn't see down the straight, so all over. Okay.
Thanks, Brownie, catching up there with a disappointed Rodney Wood. We're going back racing. Original grids rerun. There's a couple missing. Sammy Swindell. Well, there's no gap off the second row because it didn't exist. Sammy was right on the back bumper of Ryan, but that sort of settled back and negated on the run down to turn number one. Murphy leads the first lap from Ryan O'Connor, Sammy Swindell, Ricky Logan. Three Americans inside the top four. Go back to Carl Wilson, Jamie Duff, Jamie McDonald, Greg Pickrell, and then it'll be the 96 for the high car of Jeremy Halpin. All eyes on Jonathan Allard having to work his way from towards the top.
hasn't, and the yellow flag has been waved. So, major drama there on the exit of turn number four, but Peter Murphy out in front. Tammy Swindell, that wall. You can throw a blanket over those top four cars, can't you?
Oh, it's going to be competitive, and it's all about track position. It's probably still wide enough to get up out there, and if you've got the right setup, you need to get temperature into those tyres. That wasn't a real long run. That was only a couple of laps before Torpy. Looked like he made contact third in the back in the field. Originally started out at 16, so it was fairly deep in the field, and he's done some damage to the front wing. 28 laps to go. This could be a long one.
Well, we've got 20 minutes of time before our curfew is up, so hopefully we can have plenty of time to spare. You'd have to say that Peter Murphy will be having open space in front of him. Sammy Swindell's got that wing pushed up nice and tall. Really the only car that's got a wing set up like that if you look around at the rest of the field. Ricky Logan, of course, the current 2NZ.
Yeah, he's got the wing just about vertical on that thing.
And Jamie McDonald's been informed as well. Jonathan Ellis starting out of position 17. He at the moment is up to 12th with two laps gone. Of course, he's had a couple of emissions. I think he will be one to watch for in this very quick, tight quarter mile oval here at Western Springs as the Ampro Tools Summer Speedway rolls on another one, Jamie.
Yeah, Brownie down there on the infield. You've got a chance to maybe catch up with Skinny Colson and just get his views on that incident with Rodney Wood.
No, I didn't hear Jamie. It was just the parked him way too close to the speakers there where we can't get him. I thought we'd sort of get underway and carry on, so I'd head back down this end again. But should have known since he just behaved so well that the sprint car boys would play up a little.
So the Moto 10 Mega 4 again, Torby gets towed off into the infield, front end damage for the Maxim chassis. Lights out, we're going back to green, still a long way left to go here at the Springs. 28 laps, fastest lap so far set by Peter Murphy, predictably out in front and clear air, 14-0 for the expat Australian now residing out of Clovis, California. Back to green, Murphy, O'Connor, Swindell, the Solder Cartage teammate, Ricky Logan in fourth. Then two former national champs, Carl Wilson and Jamie McDonald.
Charlton right round the outside of the former South Island champion, Karen Causey for the 10th position, goes wide and Allard makes his move. Watch for Allard and Car Zero.
Oh, Carlton, just about got together off the exit of the two. These two are good friends racing out of California. Jonathan gave them all a set-up tip, only for Carlton to spin out in the first heat, so that probably didn't go down too well. They're trading fly jobs at both ends of the racetrack. And at the moment, the two Americans are disputing 11th and 12th positions. Allard pulling wheel stand down here off the pit straight as Allard gets slid again by Carlton. They're drag racing side by side down the back straight outside of the top 10.
Great action out in front. Murphy, though, he's hugging the power line. He's off. He's racing in the Dolphins, number 11. Then we go back to O'Connor at 8. One USA Swindell. Number 10 is Logan. Followed by the 56 car of Wilson, then McDonald. Logan,
I mean, be your pardon, Swindell,
putting a ton of pressure on the young O'Connor.
Yeah, O'Connor looks to have better exit speed off four. Ricky Logan just ran up the pit straight fence with the right rear in the Lucas Oil's 10. He's just about got that top wing set vertical to try and get traction down over the rear wheels of the Lucas Oil product, J&J. But isn't that race car looks entirely happy. It also almost looks a little bit bound up in the front end as he's losing ground through the top three and falling back into the clutches of Carl Wilson and Jamie McDonald. Peter Murphy, still your race leader on lap 9 of 30. We're approaching the third race distance for the opening round of the Port Ohio Hydraulics International Sprint Car Series.
Oh, Allard and Dalton ever coming together here. They managed to keep going. The wheel was right beside each other. Allard goes a big house, your father, as they come into turn number 3. Swing now, still applying the blowtorch.
Oh, Allard shortened them up, an absolute curler down here into 3. There'll be an Allard-sized dent in the back bumper of the Carlton 21.
Oh! Swindell bounces off the concrete fence. Has that done damage as he battles for second and third? He just about rode the concrete wall, Jamie.
Keep an eye on the right rear of the Salter Cartage. Big Dane Tree Stands, number 1, Maxim, still in the first spot. Top 3 just starting to spread out a little bit now. About a 1 second gap between Murphy and O'Connor. Similar gap back to Sammy Swindell, but Ricky Logan, now the driver on the move, he's starting to close the gap down through the World of Outlaws veteran.
Something seems to be rubbing as you look as it comes past the commentary position on that one car. Something seems to be rubbing. Oh, Eagleton's gone around. They bring on a yellow. Was it premature because he managed to keep going? So Peter Murphy was just approaching that traffic. We have a yellow with 18 to go. He's going to be excited because it gives him open space in front of him.
In fairness to the boys, Eagleton was gone. He was absolutely gone, and the magic recovery. So the yellows did come. come out. Will this help or hinder Peter Murphy? We're just under the halfway mark, lap 12 complete of 30. Oh, where do we go?
Well, I don't know about you, but there's battles all over the place. The Swindell O'Connor battle for second and third. We've got the Tommy Tarleton and the Allard battle for position 11th and 12th. Murphy's running away with it. He's the only Australian come American that's actually doing quite well tonight, if you call him an Australian. And it's certainly going to be exciting times here. We're going to go back green. Murphy will lead them out. 18 laps to go. It's going to be absolute excitement.
And it comes to New Zealand to get away from the likes of Tommy Tarleton and bring Kading and the boys up there. And now he's got to deal with them all over again. And his almost backyard.
Oh, the cone's gone.
Yeah, Allard missed the restart further back. But Peter Murphy leads them back around on lap number 13, chased by young Auckland Ryan O'Connor, the reigning Western Springs track champion. Allard goes to work. He's got around Tommy Tarleton and Karen Forsey for about the 10th position. And he's right up against the concrete down through turn number one. Tarleton's going to try and go back down the inside of his compatriot out of California. It's Chico versus Fresno. Who's going to win that war? That's a good battle to watch. Is there three wide? Splitting Karen Forsey down there. Oh, Tarleton with the wheel stand. Up into the side of Allard. Peter Murphy still leads from O'Connor and Sammy Swindell, but the best battle on the racetrack is Tarleton and Allard for, 10th and 11th position.
Play action further back, out in front by Murphy and Carl Evan. He's opening up a gap about 5 car lengths. Then we go back to number 8, O'Connor. He's been reeled in by Sammy Swindell. Pickle makes a move up the inside in the Century Battery car. Oh, the great Pickle on the inside of the Cairns, a former national champion, should I say, Wilson.
Yeah, Pickle through to the 6th position. He started out of position 10, so he's got a pretty good setup going. Bob Curtis spinning the wrenches on the Century Battery's Narva number 18, Maxim. But Murphy's got things under control. He's just got that left front planted down on the pole line. Veteran of Californian sprint car action and wingless and wing duty for the Tommy Tarleton team. He's doing the job out in front. His first visit to Western Springs Speedway. Could we see another first-time visitor this season winning? Boro goes around. Contact with Ozzy Sokol. He's going to try and keep the car back up and running.
He does indeed. Murphy gets through. Oh, the front window. O'Connor's car is broken. O'Connor's broken his front wing and the stays have collapsed. Is that going to slow him down? Meanwhile, 12, 11 laps to go and Tommy Tarleton is making the move. He's up to 9th position.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That will hinder Ryan O'Connor in the 2nd position, chasing down Peter Murphy. The front wing is flat. In fact, it's actually higher in the front than it is the back. So the youngster will be struggling. Sammy Swindell, he's struggling with that traffic. Goes down the inside of Boray, recovering after that spin. Ricky Logan still fourth for McDonald and Pickle in your top six. Allard with a big slider on Jamie Duff for the 9th position. Tommy Collins worked his way up into the 8th spot.
Problems for Eagleton again. He almost ended up coming together with Brindle and Sokol. So Eagleton has some problems in setup as Murphy comes to put a lap on him. He's only got 8 laps to go. And he's getting into that traffic. The Dalton entry car number 11 on Peter Murphy.
Even with that front wing down, O'Connor is staying with Peter Murphy, but heavy lap traffic ahead for the Aussie. And 7 laps left to go here at the Springs for the opener for the Porter High Hydrolink Sprint Car Series. Murphy trying to size up his opposition in traffic. Opening light feature with a Daniel Eagleton immediately ahead, but here comes Sammy. He's right there with his young Salter Carnage teammate as Greg Pickle gets an inside run on McDonald for the 5th spot.
Sammy Swindell starting to apply the blow, George, now with 5 laps to go this time round. Tommy Tarleton having a great old battle with Wilson and Allard right behind him. Brian Thompson with the handout. 5 to go, Western Springs. 5 laps to go.
Peter Murphy holding on to the lead, but it's O'Connor now under pressure. And saying that, he's only a car length back to Murphy with a similar gap back to Sammy Swindell. Ricky Logan's still fourth, so he's losing ground to the leaders. Greg Pickerel from 10th now up into the 5th spot ahead of Jamie McDonald, Wilson, Tarleton and Jonathan Allard.
Sammy Swindell almost alongside him on the exit of turn number 2. 4 laps to go. Murphy with a 5 car gap between himself and O'Connor. O'Connor's trying to reel him up. Who's been reeled in by Sammy Swindell?
Well, we've seen an American win the opener for the Midget Series. Can an expat Aussie now based in America take out the opening honours for the Sprint Car Series? He's got about a 2nd advantage over Ryan O'Connor, who's about to now lose that front wing. It's actually come right off the right side of the car and up over the left front tyre. Swindell, he'll be aware that the youngster is struggling. As the white flag comes out on the racetrack for Peter Murphy, 1 to go for the Aussie. Can Ryan O'Connor hold on to 2nd spot ahead of the legend, Sammy Swindell?
Swindell's right behind him. He's going to take it through, though. Murphy's going to come out of turn number 4. Murphy's going to win the 30 lapper. 2nd will be O'Connor with the front wing falling off. 3rd will balls. What about that? A great drive. Peter Murphy in the Dalton's car takes the 30 lever.
I don't know if there's enough traction out there for a wheel stand display, but I think there might be some donuts coming from the Aussie. He'll be a happy camper in the Dalton's number 11, Maxim. He put an extra bank on that just to make sure as well. But come on, Western Springs, make some noise for Peter Murphy, winner of the opening round of the Port Ohio Hydrolink Sprint Car Series here at Western Springs Speedway. He's going to try and do some wheel spins. This could be entertainment. Peter Murphy first. We'll go and catch up with Barry Brown on the infield. Come on, Western Springs, put your hands together for the Aussie. I can't remember the last time an Australian won a sprint car feature here at Western Springs Speedway. It's been a long, long time. I don't know why Carlton's pulled up on the infield. Oh, it's his teammate. Carlton's gone over. He's got the bear hug going for Murphy. How was that, Brownie? You might have a fairly animated Aussie down there. You might have to catch a quick word with Carlton and just ask him about his battle between himself and Allard.
Yeah, we've got the whole Dalton team with Skinny Colson being down here as well.
Oh, he's on the back of the car.
It's fair to say he's happy.
Outstanding stuff. We'll let him get his helmet off and catch up with Barry Brown. So, well, the internationals dominating the first night.
He's going to do a runner from us, but I'm sure he'll come back. Certainly better circumstances to be interviewing Peter Murphy under than last time you were here a month ago, Peter. And went well in the time trials, met with the concrete wall, but yeah, what an awesome night.
I don't know what to say. I'm pretty happy. Had a pretty hard year over at home and didn't win a race. Didn't think I was going to get one this year, but, well, you know, a bit of a one-laner there, but we didn't do anything wrong. Our car was really good. We got some shots from Tim Clark, runs the midgets. They're awesome. You should go and get a set if you need them for your pickup or whatever. They're pretty good. My mate Lionel come over from Darwin, Australia. He didn't put a foot wrong tonight. And, just made my car real good. And my old mate there, that's my boss back at home, so he's pretty happy too. All my crew from Dalton, man, I'm telling you, they've put in a big effort for me to come here and Tommy and, you know, and what they do for Skinny, what they do for the sport all in every way, you know, every way they do it. Gosh, I don't know. I probably should shut up, but I'm pretty happy, so.
I think it's fair to say you were pretty happy, and you said while you're over here, you're here for a couple of weeks, one night you might have to have a few beers and enjoy yourself. Could be tonight.
Yeah, it could be tonight, you know. Not uncommon for me to get, you know, upside down in the pit area afterwards, you know, get my own red flag, but I don't know, we've got to run tomorrow, so we probably shouldn't do it today, but